The people who have gathered at the Olympic Stadium in Beirut are not here to watch a soccer match, but to take part in an unusual ceremony to commemorate the 62nd anniversary of Nakba, or Catastrophe Day. Palestinian activists and others knotted together 6,500 kufiyas, the name of the well-known Palestinian scarf, to form a gigantic number, 194. This number is that of Security Council Resolution 194, which calls for the return of all Palestinian refugees to their homeland. The organizers were also attempting to break the world record for the longest chain of scarves, with the aim of shedding more light on the plight of the Palestinians.
Today, this is a Guinness World Records attempt at the longest chain of scarves. The current record is held by Spain and is 2,932 metres and 5 centimetres. That was made up of around 5,000 scarves. As I understand it, there are around 6,500 scarves here today, although I'll have to take exact measurements before I can tell you the exact length, which is what this record is based on.
When will you have the end results?
Well, it's going to take a little while because each scarf is roughly a metre long and we have around 6,500 of them. So just to give you an idea of how long it will take me to carefully walk 6.5 kilometres roughly.
Hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees were forced out of their homes prior to the creation of Israel on their lands in 1948. It is still a painful memory for some who recall that day. However, the participation of the younger Palestinian generations in the annual commemoration does keep hopes up that this cause will not be lost as time goes by.
Espousing this right with the kufiya, Palestinian kufiya, which became a symbol of the Palestinian struggle to regain these rights, this means that the younger generation of Palestine are more in line to struggling, continuing the struggle until their right of return is realized.
The necessity of keeping the Palestinian cause alive was also highlighted by Hezbollah in a written statement released on the occasion. The statement added that the only way to deal with Israeli violations was through resistance. One of these violations is considered Israel's refusal to live up to Resolution 194 and allow for the return of Palestinian refugees to their homeland. In Lebanon alone, there are around 400,000 Palestinian refugees, most of them living in 12 camps run by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency.
As people here attempt to set a new world record, they only hope that these efforts could put an end to what they described as Israeli world records in violating Security Council resolutions. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.